started at the top of Mem Bet Amud Aleph. Yesterday we left off with the discussion of the source for Shlichut Bekodshim. We said that according to the Gemara, it works well according to, I said, it's Vishlam Aranicha to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who went to Pesach by Pesach, that it meant that one person can shechet on behalf of the others, who's lent it out from the Shechet Tuoto Kol Kahat, called Kahal Adat Yisrael Ben Arbayim. So we know that the whole Kahal is not Shochetim, that one person may shecht on behalf of the others. So from Mikan, Shluchu Shel Adam Kamoto. That Rabbi Yonatan, on the other hand, learns the Pasuk differently, or learns that Limud differently, and suggests from that Limud that one Pesach could suffice for the entire Kahal Yisrael. So Mara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yonatan, what's the source for Shluchut? So Mara says, Mine, what do you mean? If one Pesach suffices for the whole Klal Yisrael, it's obvious that they're using Shluchut, because only one person is going to shecht that Korban. It's clearly using Shluchut. So now the Gemara says, it dips to four or five lines down, and the Gemara Mem Bet Amud Aleph. So Mara says, V'dilma Shani Hotom. They should food the Gavayu. Maybe Rabbi Yonatan, in the situation of Rabbi Yonatan, it's different. Because as opposed to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, right there, there's a possibility that someone can check on your behalf without you being a piece of it. But here, it's clear that everybody owns a piece of the Korban Pesach. Because that's what Rabbi Yonatan says. Rabbi Yonatan suggests that one Korban Pesach would suffice for all Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, then everybody in Klal Yisrael has a portion in this Korban Pesach. So maybe the reason that it works is because there's shutfut, they own a portion of it, meaning that you can create agency in something that you already own, or you have ownership in. Who says you can create agency when you don't own it?
So now we need an extra limud.
But we'll need another limud for kachim now, because this kachim will not, this limud will not suffice, because here this might have an extra benefit or extra reason to believe that agency can work here is because there is ownership, there's shutfut. And we hope, if that's the case, he learns that from here. By Yehudahem, Ish, Sedavet Avot, Sedavayit. And so then we have another puzzle which suggests that there's one set is used for each family and for each household. So if that's the case again, then we see that it's sufficient, to have one person checked for a number of peoples. So Amar says, the Dilma Hatam Nami, Dilay Shutfut Gabayu. Right? Again, maybe over there, everybody is a joint owner in the animal. Because the joint owner is in the animal, maybe that's why Shlichus works. When it says, in vain, Trey cry lomeli. What do I need to be looking for? I have one puzzle that says, Shachatu ato kol kadat yisel ben arayim. I have another puzzle that says, Ish sedavot sedavayit. Right, so if you're going to tell me that the agency works when I have ownership, fine, I can do that from one pasuk. But then, what do I need the second pasuk to teach me? What the second pasuk? So if it doesn't, if we're not going to use it for when there is shit or when there is ownership in it, we'll use it for something when there isn't ownership there. And then, therefore, we'll have now a source for shlichus and kodshim, even without ownership. Even though both psukim could be talking about ownership, there's no reason to repeat the same halacha twice. So by repeating the same halacha twice, we invoke one of the principles that we should wrote, right? If it's not relevant to our situation, then we can use it for a different limud, and that different limud would be, even when there's no ownership, you're allowed to create agency. So I says, wait a minute, do you really have an extra pasuk here? Hi, mi boile, look at Rabbi Yitzchak. We need this for Rabbi Yitzchak. Tam Rabbi Yitzchak, ish zoche, velo akotan zoche. That a individual who wants to enjoin others to his Korban Pesach, and if he wants to enjoin others to his Korban Pesach, he can, right, do that. And then if you buy, for instance, Shoal buys a Korban Pesach, then he wants to and have everybody here join in the Korban Pesach, he can say, come on, you know, I'll be Zoche on your behalf in the Korban Pesach. Whereas a Koton does not have that ability to be Zoche, right, in a Korban Pesach on behalf of others. So now the Gemara says, and I'll just point out here, Tosfos asked the question, right, which you jump out. Says Tosfos says, "Being Tomer, Lama Li Kro. What do I need a pasuk for? I have a climb along to any other katan." What's the question? We know that a katan doesn't have a yad. So why would you even think or have a havamina here that a katan can be zoche on behalf of others? So he says that maybe, and this is it, maybe there's an exception. Korban Pesach is an exception. Why? Because the ketanim are shayach in the achilat of psachim, and if they want to eat the Korban Pesach, they have to be nimne on the Korban Pesach. So since they do have some relevance in terms of eating the Korban Pesach, number two is, if they want to eat from it according to Tosfos, they have to be nimne, they have to be already established to have a portion of the Korban Pesach. So now we see that the Katan has what otherwise isn't true, some sort of ownership or some sort of, right, balus over the Korban Pesach. So just like it'll be, it's an exception from that standpoint, maybe it'll also be an exception from his ability to be zochah on your behalf. So there, the pasuk comes along and says, ish velo katan. Right, that only a person over the age of bar mitzvah can do this, but not a katana. Katana cannot act to be zocha on behalf of others in a korban pesach. And Tosfos here also says that a katan has to be nimna on the korban pesach. I know that the Rabbi David said over once when we were learning nedarim that he was medayik from Iran in nedarim that the Rav Soloveitchik said that you didn't have to, the katan didn't have to be nimna on the pesach. It wasn't a requirement that a katan had to be nimna, but here you see the Tosfos believes that you do have to be nimna for a katan to eat with the korban pesach. All right, now how? So Mari says, don't worry about Rabbi Yitzchak. Limuifas meish l'fi achlo. Now we learn that out from ish l'fi achlo. So ish l'fi achlo, we have the word ish already. So exclude katan. Mari says, v'katan mivayle. Now we have another limud. The shochtin et pesach al yachid. That you allow to shech the korban pesach even for one individual, and that a single individual can have an entire korban pesach. So now we can say, what is he going to do? Now we're already used up. Again, we have three psukim. We have shachato, ato, kolkat, dat, Yisrael. That can teach us because we could say there they are shutfin, that they have joint ownership in it. Can't, then we tried to use the pasuk of selavit about selavayit. So there we said, no, we need that for Rabbi Yitzchak. We said, okay, no, we don't need that for Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, we can learn out from ish l'fi achlo. But we still need to know from selavit about selavayit, right, that you can Shech al Pesach al Yachid. I'm sorry, Me'ish l'fi achlo. We're going to learn that you can Shech al Pesach al Yachid, and therefore we'll still need the Ish l'fi avot 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 to teach us at Rav Yitzchak's din that it's Ish v'lo katan. So it says, Shavar like the Manda Amar, Ein Shechtin al Pesach al Yachid. He'll hold like the Manda Amar, who says that you can't Shech the Pesach on the Yachid. That's no problem. Elaha, Damar Gidol Marav, Minayin Shishlucho Shal Adam Kemoto. So now, sorry, we left that off. So now we solve the problem for Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan needed shlichus in kodshim. So we said that he didn't learn it out from shachutu atoka kadat Yisrael, because there he possibility of the way Rabbi Yonatan believes is that one pesach could suffice for all klal Yisrael. If that's the case, then you have ownership, and that's why you can create your own agency. So now we try from the next pasuk of selavit avot selavayit. So we know that we need that for Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak's din that it's ish velo katan. And where it says, well, we can learn Rabbi Yitzchak's din from ish l'fi achlo. I says, no, we need ish l'fi achlo to teach you that even a yachid can shech the korban pesach. So you say, no, Rabbi Yonatan is a believer, is like the Manda Amar that says you cannot shech the pesach in a yachid. Therefore, ish l'fi achlo can teach us the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, that's ish velo katan. And now we have seil beit avot, seil bayit, that's available to us. So in Malima, the agency works even when you don't have ownership. Now the Gemara goes, well, I have an additional lima. No, because you need ish l'fi achlo to teach you that shochtin et that Rabbi Yitzchak's din of ish v'lo katan will learn from there.
And then you said that Sovah Kavanda were injured in this
pasuk. Right, so that leaves that pasuk open, ish l'fi achlo open, so that we can put Rabbi Yitzchak in that pasuk, and then we can learn from the pasuk of Selevei Tavos, Selevei Bayit, about agency. However, ish l'fi achlo doesn't talk about agency. It's not a pasuk
based.
It's
based on the word ish.
Right, so he can get it from ish l'fi achlo. That's where he learns it from.
And then,
right, exactly. Alright, so now, the Gemara says, well, the Laha, the Amar of Gidol Marav, Minayin Shesuchu Shal Adam Kimoto. Right, he has another source for this. Shenemar, Nasi Echad, Mimatet. Right, so that we have, typically, Shlichus Malchut. Why don't we learn that as a dinyan out everywhere that you can use agency? That meaning that the Nasi'im represented the people when it came to, up to the division of the land. But Tisbra, Samara says, does that really make sense? The HaShlichusu? Was this really working or functioning as shlichus? When the Nesi'im worked on behalf of the people, was it really shlichus? Ketanim do not have the ability to create agency, we know that. And we know that they were ketanim, but yoresh l'oretz. And the divisions here in the Nakla was distributed even to the ketanim. If that's the case, how could the Nesi'im be acting on behalf of the ketanim as shlichim? How do we know that you can be zocha on behalf of someone even when they are not there? That it's functioning not as a shlichus, but rather through sechia. Right? So now, first of all, this is important because if you remember in Gittin we learned, we wanted to know how does sechia work. Right? So Tosfos over there is a proponent of the idea that sechia is mishum shlichus. Shlichia works because of shlichus. It's clear here from the Gemara, the Gemara sees them as two different categories, the shlichus and the shlichia. And shlichia does not work necessarily work, mishum shlichus. It's interesting just to remember, because we saw that when we spoke about shlichia and shlichia. Now, we have this, the Tisbra, the Gemara says, it's really true, it's a chuti. How do you know it's a shlichus over here? How do you know when they're Yorish land that it's really a shlichus? Right, this also decided to be the tzad chobah. Who says it's always the tzad chus? Dika. Some people like the mountains, not the valleys. Some people like the valleys and not the mountains. And here we have the Nesiim accepting on behalf of the people the land that they're going to get. And yeah, true, it's a zechiah in the sense that they're getting their land. But on the other hand, right, so that's right, it is better than nothing. But on the other hand, they won't necessarily like what they're getting. Must be that we're functioning here like Rabban Huna. They're trying to divide up their father's property. Right? They get an executor to take care of their or act on their behalf for their good and for their bad. The chov, what do you mean for their bad? Why do you need an executor to do bad things for them? Am I? That if it's a chov, right, that we allow him to function on their behalf, and if his intentions are to do good, and if it fails, right, it's the chova, we say, okay. So that's right. So that we do see that agency, or not, this is an agency, can be done in a manner where if the person who's acting to the schot on behalf of the other is doing it the tovatam, to do for their benefit, then even when there is a chov in this instance, we say that it stays or it stands the schot. If you see it, look in Rashi. Rashi says, El chov amanat the schot. What does Rashi say? Anana midenu ladun la'er bishvilam. We will set up an executor on behalf of these homes to act on their behalf and to try to do best for them. You know, meaning question people are taking from them, go to din with people, ulhanatam, for their benefit. If they lose the judgment, if things don't go their way, then what's done is done. Meaning that their intentions are for the best interests of the Yisomi. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it won't go in their favor. Nevertheless, it's going to stand. So that's what it means here. So too over here, the Nesi'im are acting on behalf of the Ketanim to be Zohar for them. Their intentions are to do the best. So like you were saying, David was saying, nobody formulates it this way, but I was saying the same thing. At least they're getting their piece of land. I mean, without that, they won't get anything. So at least they're getting a piece of land. But they're trying to do it for their benefit. If it happens to be that they don't like what they got, so be it. Because they were really thinking in their best interest. Right, that's what David was suggesting. I think so also, that don't formulate it that way, but it is a possibility. Now, if you remember, the Gemara in Gittin, when we learned Gittin together, the Gemara in Gittin and Nun Ben Amaral said that in a case that a apitropos acts and then does a bechov yisomim, that we reject it. Even though he was intending to do for good, if it comes out bad, we reject it. And so let's ask that question. He says, Kashyon, Tavar Perkin is Yokin, Eni Chumpubin, Rashayim Lechov, Ulishchut, Benitzay Yisomim. They can't do something that will end up being to the detriment of the yisomim. Now, the Tosos differentiates between two different types of actions on behalf of the Yitomim. So, Jesh Lomar, the Hot, the Mayer, Tviat Chobot, Jesh Lachayim Alehem. That is when others are making claims against the estate or against the Yitomim. So over there, Bahabada and Rashim, over there they're not authorized to act on behalf of the Yitomim. The Shem Laid Vaim Kishim Gidolim. Because the Yitomim can make a claim and say, wait, maybe they won't come and collect from us when we get older. Maybe they're better not to deal with it now, and we'll deal with it when we get older. And therefore you can't act on our behalf right now. You're not authorized to act on our behalf. The case over here, an argument over here, is where they're acting on behalf of the Yisomim and making claims against others. Because there, the Yisomim can't say, oh, when we grew up, right, we would divide it up to them, because they still have to do it. When they get older, there has to be a tzviya. You know, someone has to make the claim, and the claim, they can't say, oh, if we get older, we'll make the claim and it'll go better. No, someone has to make the claim. They make the claim now, make the claim later, it won't make a difference. When it comes to someone else making a claim against them, there's a possibility, if the person doesn't make the claim now, that later on they won't make the claim. Therefore, there's a difference when it's an executor is authorized to act on behalf of the Yitzhomim. That's an instance when the Yitzhomim would have to act anyway. Right? But in a case where there's a possibility that others are exercising their rights against the Yitzhomim, some say don't act on our behalf because maybe they won't make a claim against us later on. Right, so now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Yitzhomim Shibol Achlok B'nechasei Aviyem Beidin Ma'amidin Lehem Apichobus. The Rambam has a slightly different girsa as a case where the Yitzhomim Gedolim Uktanim, it's not just Ktanim, but there's Gedolim Ktanim, that they're going to divide up the property of their father. The base is Ma'amid for the Ktanim Apichopus. Uborilim Lehem Chalak Yafet. And they pick for them a nice place here. V'imigdilu Yacholim Limchot. When they get older, they're able to reject, right, the choice of the Apichopus. Rav Nachman today Amar, imigdilu ini Yacholim Limchot. Once they get older, they can't reject that. Because in came, I called the place in Yofet. And what's the whole point? I mean, Basin's empowering an executor to act on their behalf and to help the Yitzhomim. If Basin can do that, then they can basically reverse everything he does, then the institution of Basin really has no tokef, because whatever Basin does can be reversed at a later state in time. So that's what Rav Nachman suggests over here. Now, the Gemara continues, does Rabbi Nachman really believe in this principle? Because that's not. We have a Mishnah. Shuma dayanim shepichdu shtut or hotiru shtut machran batel. That a dayanim, a beis din that's appointed to assess property value or some sort of value, if they are within a bound, if they lowered the value, they were undervaluing it by 1/6, or they were overvaluing by 6, then we reverse it. Mechran batel. It doesn't work. That the whole sale is broken because the dayanim were incorrect. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mechran kayam, that they actually stand, the sale stands, im kein, makoch bezin yafteh, because of the same reason, that if we don't give tokef, that which Beis Din does, then, right, people are going to be look at Beis Din as being a powerless or a toothless institution. So if they go ahead and they do a shum, even though it's off, at least if it stands, then we know that Beis Din has some sort of power. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinina, Amar Rav Nachman, so that's what we're reporting here, Rav Nachman, who says, Halacha, k'divrei chachamim. Halacha is like the chachamim, so this is against his position by the Yitzhomim, who says, Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. Over here, he's passing it against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says, Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. So why is there a difference in these two different cases? So Rav says, well, Kasha, no question. Ha, the ta'u, ha, the lo ta'u. Right, it's a question, did they make a mistake, or did they not make a mistake? So Gemara says, well, either the toe, if they didn't make a mistake, ma yicholim limchot. Then what's the issue here? If they didn't make a mistake, what's the difference? Gemara says, yicholim limchot beruchot, right, in the direction. So here, the point is that they, in a case where they make a mistake, then we say, we don't say makoch lezden yafet. They made a mistake. We got to fix what mistake they made. When they don't make a mistake, then we do, might say makoch lezden yafet. According to that, why would they even have an agami to be mocha? If they didn't make any mistake, then why would you do it? So Gemara says, because by the case of the Yitzhomim, by the Yitzhomim can say, not that they misallocated the property, not that they gave them the worst property, but I happen to have property in the other direction, and I want that one proximate to this property over there. So the Apichopim did a good job for him. If it was a look in a vacuum, they picked the right property, did all the right things for them, but they wanted it, I wanted it on the east side instead of the west side, because I happen to have another piece of property on the east side now, or something's come to me, I've inherited some property over there. So that instance, I'm not going to say, Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. That if they did the best job for them, we're not going to undermine what they did, because it's a little better for him on the other side. That's good. So Tosla says, so what Joel is suggesting, Tosla says, and he says they could have answered that also. So again, Tosla says, well, it didn't much of the Maymar, not exactly what you're saying, but the same concept, that ha, the Tob Shtut, ha, the Tob Papan Shtut. I mean, the Shuma Dayanim says that they made a mistake of a six. I mean, that they made it an error of significance. Whereas when you could say by the Yitzhomim, there was, as you're saying, there was no error, it was less than a six. I mean, that they were within the bounds of reasonable, right, assessment. So you could, it also says exactly what you're saying, that they could have answered that. And there's a Makoch Beis Din Yafeh, it's a protection of the institution. That if Beis Din makes a psak, we want the psak to be right, solid, because then people look at Beis Din as an institution that when they say something, it holds. And that what you're saying is true. Maybe for the protection of the Islamic, we should say Makal Beis Din, but they can even change things later. But what people don't want to see is an institution that can change its mind. Because then it loses tokif. Beis Din loses tokif in that instance, even though it might be for the benefit of the Islamim, it undermines the institutional relevance of Beis Din. And I think that's what the Gemara is after here. Right, it would be even greater if Beis Din has the power to switch things around, but I think we're also looking at how people view the Beis Din. And then if you allow them to switch, even though that would be so powerful. They're so powerful that when they make tzak, they can even change it later. But then on the other hand, that doesn't give people, don't look at institutions that way. People want to know as an institution that they don't flip-flop and they don't move their positions, that what they say is going to be in stone, right? Right. Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman, so we're continuing with here is Rav Nachman. Achin shechilku, harian kebukuchot. Brothers that divide up property or an estate, they're the equivalent of buyers. Right? They're equivalent of buyers from each other. Pachot bishtut nikne mekach. If it was less than one shtut, right, then the mekach is good, meaning that the division is fine. Yeter al shtut, if it's more than a shtut, I mean the division was off by more than a shtut, but a mekach, then the division is, right, annulled because the valuations were off by too much. Shtut, if it was up by a six, then kona o machzir ona'a. Then you're kona and you return ona'a. So these are regular din of ona'a. And when you sell an item, right, one person, when you sell an item, you're not allowed to, if you sell it and it's off, the value that you're selling by on the marketplace value is off by more than a six, then the mekach is batel. And then if it's off by a six, then the mekach is kayam, but you have to return the overage or underage. And the last case is if it's less than a six, then we say what? That a person is mochel. When it comes to less than a six, a person is right, mochel, that's an assumed adjustment or assumed differential, right, margin of error that people were willing to accept. So Amarova, we're going to go now with Girsat Rashi. We'll start with Girsat Rashi and then come back and see that Tosfos has an alternative Girsat, totally different Girsat here. So this is according to Rashi's Girsa. And yet, had Amran pachot mishtut nikne mekach, that where you say when it's less than a six, the mekach has nikne, lo Amran el lo shav yishliach. That's only if he didn't appoint them to be a shliach. Al shav yishliach, but if he made him a shliach, Amar, litkunei shodartich, v'lo liyibutei. Right, he can make such a claim, meaning that if the division is just happening, then we can say, listen, that's a mechila of some sort, because right, we assume that they're transacting in such a manner. But if you appoint someone to be specifically be the shliach, to act on your behalf, when I appoint a shliach, I assume shliach will only act to my benefit and not to my detriment. And if that's the case, I'm not mochel even in less than a shtut. Then I'm not waiving my rights in less than a shtut. Listen to shtut. Bahad Amran, and that we said yeter mishtut batal mekach. That which he said that more than a shtut is the mekach is wiped out. Lo Amran el zlo Amar niflaginan b'shuma the beidina. That's only if we didn't involve the beis din in order to assess this. Aval Amar niflag b'shuma the beidina mafran kayam. Right, if you go ahead and involve a beis din, the beis din assigns the value, even if the value is up for more than a six, mechran kayam, it's not. Shuma dayanim shpichtu shtut ohitiru shtut mechran batel. Shuma lemeyomer mechran kayam. So over here we see what? That, according to Rashi, that Rava, who's modifying Rav Nachman over here, is saying that we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right, that before, that Rav Nachman paskin like the Chachamim, who says that the Mechran is Batel. Over here, Rava is saying that even when it's overstood, if you involve the Beis Din, Mechran Kayam, and that's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rava is arguing in Rav Nachman, and saying that the Alocha is like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Now the last thing, the Gemara says, V'adam ram shtut kano machzir ona. When he said when it's overage by six or underage by six, the mechran works, but you return the six. Lo amran b'elmentalkele, that's only with movable property. Aval with my karka, when it comes to real property, ain ona'ah the karkot. There is no ona'ah the karkot. That there is no such concept. There's no concept of overpaying or underpaying when it comes to karka, because the din of ona'ah is learned out, right, from konami yad liyad. And that is learned out in the psukim from talking about metal claim, talking about movable items. So therefore there is no ona'a in ona'a bikarka'ot. So now the Gemara says, Ubi makarke lo amran el de polug bi'ibuya. Aval polug bi'mishkata lo. So again, by makarke, when do we say that there is Ain onon, that's only when they divided it up based on its value, right? On its quality or its value. Well, probably mishpatam, you're using a rope, lo, then it's not. Why kid the rabbi? Because rabbi says, damar rabbi, kol davar should be the mishkov and minyan, afilu pachod mikdei onah, nami chuzer. Right? That even less than a onah goes back. Why? Because when you're using exacting measurements, people are not mokel. And that when you're talking about value or value assessment, that's something where there's judgment involved. When there's judgment involved, when you say up to six people will be mokel, they assume that there could be errors of judgment. But when you talk about mida, mishka, or a minyan, that means that someone specifically counted you out a number. Somebody specifically measured or weighed something for you. When you expect them to weigh, you expect them to weigh in an exacting manner. When they're going to measure by a, you know, a ruler, or they're going to take a string and measure out exactly the, how much the property is, you expect that to be right. So there you're not the mokel, right? And there will be a reversal of that idea. So again, the idea of Einon Abakar Ka'ot will only apply right here, at least the way the Gemara sees that it's only by a shtus, right, that only up to a shtus, right, we'll say Einon Abakar Ka'ot. And number two is, right, that only works when they're divided up by the value. The property is being divided according to value or being assessed according to value. But it's being assessed or valued in a manner, or sold in a manner that uses exacting measurements. Over there, we don't see that there is any room to be mokel in terms of onah. Now, the problem here is, of course, Rashi, Tosfos jumps on Rashi for a number of reasons. One of the reasons, first of all, is this idea that Rava is going to argue on Rav Nachman. Rava is a Talmud of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was his Rebbe. Rav Nachman paskin like a chamim, right? Why is it that Rava all of a sudden is coming along here and paskining like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? That's number one. Number two is, Rashi actually brings, or the way Rashi is learning is that the Gemara brings a proof from a Mishnah that does not say what the Gemara is trying to prove. The Gemara says that Yeter al Shtut, right, we say reverses, Elaim Kane, according to Rashi, it was done in Beis Din. So that's in Beis Din, we don't reverse it. How does he know that? Because he says, Shumatayonim Piftu Shtut, Hotiru Shtut, right, Mechran Kayam. That's what, that's not what the, what does that Mishnah say?
Yotero
Shtut. No, it's, right, but that's it. We're saying Yotero Shtut. But that Mishnah only said Piftu Shtut, or Hotiru Shtut, only up to a sixth. The Mishnah only addresses up to a sixth and below a sixth. It doesn't accept more than a sixth, and much less than a sixth. So that's another, obviously another issue. And the last issue is that the Gemara in other places, so when it says, in Ona'a the Karkaot, says even if you pay 200 for a 100 piece, right? That is not considered Inonabakarkaot. So over here, Rashi is saying that it's limited to a sixth. And we say Inonabakarkaot, he puts that in the category of up to a sixth. Right? Nachlan Kayam, and you return the Onah. By a field, by Karka, you won't have to return the Onah. But that's only up to a sixth. Above a sixth, it sounds like the transaction would reverse. So for these three reasons, Tosfos changes the Girsa in the Gemara. Right? And he reads the Gemara in a different way. So now, Tosfos says, L'chein Yir L'Rabbeinu Tam, but you have to explain it though, of course. He changes the gear, so the king goes rach. That's the way the Rav Kmeinu Kana is like this. Hadam a shtut kona. When do we say that a shtut is kona machzir onah? Lo amran elo do omar plug shum of the beidina. So he changes the case where we say you made a mistake of a shtut. In that case, the mechach would be kayam and you return the onah. That's only a case where they didn't use a beidin, right? Aval amar plug shum of the beidina. Lo, but if they used a beidin, then you won't have to return it. We have your mechach batel, right? What the mechach would be totally batel. May not return it, but it'll be totally batel. Why? Because now he's asking like the Chachamim. He's talking like the Chachamim in Shuma Dayanim. He says, where does it say when we say Shtus, the Mechach stays, and you return the Shtus, that's only when you didn't get involved with Beis Din. But if you got involved with Beis Din, we reverse it. Shuma Dayanim is totally reversed. Like who? That's like the Chachamim. So now Rav is asking like the Chachamim, just like Rav Nachman did. V'had amar yetzer mishtut batel ha-mechach. That which we said more than a Shtus. If batel is Mechach, go amar nilu b'taltel. Aval b'mekarke, when it comes to land, then we do reverse it. We don't reverse it anymore because so when we say Eino Nala Karkot, that's even more than a Shtus. So the Tosfos reverses the last two cases, the two last two qualifications. According to Rashi, the last two qualifications is that when it's more than a Shtus, that's when we go to Shuma Dayanim. We go to Shuma Dayanim to prove that when it's more than a Shtus, Beis Din holds. So when Beis Din holds, that's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? And that means Rava and Rav Nachman again are disagreeing about who we pass on like Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And Rashi is using Shuma Dayanim, which is only up to a Shtus, to prove something for more than a Shtus. And number two is that when we said up to shtus, the mechach is kayem, you return the onah. There Rashi says it's only by metalkal. By karka, then you don't have a karkaot, and you don't have to return it. So there's no the other way around. When we said, when it's yoter mishtus, when it's more than a shtus, we said that the mechach is batel, that's only metoklin. But that's the karkaot, even more than a shtus, there is a no on the ah, there is no on the karka at all. And then how does he explain the piece before? The piece before, he says, ah, that which we said up to a shtus, the mechach is tayam, and you have to return the ona'ah, that's only if Beis Din wasn't involved. But if Beis Din's involved, the mechach is batel the gamrei, because of Shema Dayanim. We pass them like the chachamim, like Rav Nachman, that the mechach is batel. When the Dayanim make a mistake, the mechach is batel, and therefore it fits into that mission over there. So Rav Nachman explains to the Gemara, alternatively, in order to avoid the problem of Rav and Rav Nachman, argument number two, that the Mishnah of Shuvah Dayanim, the Pichtu should, Hotiru should match with the category which Rav is talking about. And the last one is to say, the last thing that they benefit is that we say, you know, Narak Barkakot means even over Shus, which seems to be, from other Gemaras, that seems to be the case. But now the Gemara says, continuing the Gemara, Hatitznan, Hashlachet Beira, Biyab Kerishot Vekatan, someone sends a fire with a Kerishot Vekatan, Patur Midine Adam, Bechayab Midine Shemayim. That we can't be Machayim in court here. Right? And the Gemara says, Shilach, we have Bekeach, we send it with a person who's of sound mind, Bekeach Chayab, Vamai, name of Shluchu Shal Adam Kamoto. Why don't we invoke the principle that a Shliach Shal Adam is Kamoto, and here this Bekeach is acting, this Shliach is acting on his behalf, so he goes and burns up fields on his behalf, why aren't it the person who sent them Chayab? So he says, principle, right? There is no shlichus when it comes to Veira. Right? When you have an option, when you're someone is empowering someone to do shlichus on your behalf, now if he acts on your behalf, he's going to be in violation of a din Torah. So well, who's he going to listen to? Is he listening to Hashem or does he listen to you? So that's a choice that the person makes. If he goes ahead and makes the decision to ignore the lachan and then act, right, on your instructions, that means he's taking to his own hands. He's now responsible for his actions because he's willing to be over the very Torah. Like what it says, Bahadit Tanya Shliach. So what are you going to do with this Braisa? We have a Braisa Me'ila. Shliach Shluasa Shlichuto Shliach Ma'al. If the Balabite had money that was for Hekdesh, and he sends it out without, he forgets that it was Hekdesh money, he sends out a Shliach to go buy food on his behalf. So now, if the Shliach Shluasa Shlichuto, if the Shliach buys something different than the Bala instructed him, Shliach Ma'al. And the Shliach is the one who's Ma'al, who used the money of Hekdesh, because he didn't follow the instructions of the Bala. Also Shlichuto, but if he carries out the instructions of the Bala, Balabite Ma'al, then the Balabite is the one who's Moel. And what do you see? Right? He, my sister, especially told the Baal Abayit, Baal Abayit Miyamal. What do you see from this? That you can have shlichus. Here the shliach goes ahead and buys something with Hekdesh money, and who is responsible? The owner, the person who sent him, Amai, name is Shlech de Baravera. Why don't we invoke the principle, name is Shlech de Baravera? So here the Gemara says, Shaini Mi'ila. Teyof Vechet Chet Mishuma'a. That Mi'il is different because we have a Xer Shavar from Chuma. Ma Chuma Mishav Shliach. Just like by Chuma, one can create agency by Chuma. Ap Mi'ila Mishav Shliach. But even too, by Mi'ila, even though it's from Devar Aveira, you can create or enjoy an agency over here. So my says, Mi'ila Mino. Why don't we learn out from Mi'ila to call it Tarakula? So my says, Mishum Tavi Mi'ila, Mishlichut Yad Shnek Tuvima Baim Ke'achad. Because Mi'ila and Shnechut Yad are two items that teach us the same thing that there is shliach in the bar of Yira. So Me'ila had Amar. Where is the case of shlichus? We know that by Me'ila, the shliach works to create that the Baal Bayah be Moel. So there's shlichus by the bar of Yira by Me'ila. Shlichus Yad, mighty. What's by shlichus Yad? Shlichus Yad is in parts of the Shomim, that the Shomer is watching something and then goes ahead and uses that item. Right? Then he becomes M'chayiv on the Onsen. He becomes responsible for that item internally, even if he was a Shomer Chinim before or Shomer Zafar before. By using the property, he's basically stolen it, and by stealing it, he now becomes responsible for it. The Tanya, Akol Davar Pesha, Bejami Amrim L'Chayav, Ala Machshava K'Maaseh. What happens if a person, the Shomer is there, and he thinks about using the item? Right? So the Shomer says that even if he thinks about that, he now becomes responsible for that item. Not only if he uses it. Bejami Amrim L'Chayav, Shlach Boyad. He has to actually use it. He has to physically take the item or use the item, and then he'll become Chayav for it. So Namar, Yimbo Shalach Yadol B'Melchakot Re'yu. So Amar Bejami Amrim L'Chayav, Alo Namar Akol Davar Pesha. What are you going to do with Kol Davar Pesha? Yeah, fine. So my sister, I'm being Hillel, the bit Shemaya, but Neamar, in Losh Lach Yado, b'melachadreyu. So you have two psukim. One seems to say that it's alkol davar pasha, even davar is enough, and one says Shalach Yado. We have to actually do Shalach Yad. So I'm a bit Shemaya, the bit Hillel, and Kain, alkol davar pasha, l'omali. Shiyoko, aimli, elahu. I would have thought it would only be him. This is what bit Shemaya says. Amalav, those who call me Nayin, if he tells his Evet or his Shaliach to act on his behalf and take the item, says, you know, go ahead, take that watch. Go ahead, you know, pick up that barrel that I'm watching. So if he says that, you know, how do we know he'll be smart? So the Mara called Davar Pesha, even if it's Dibur. That means that you can create Shlichus to have Shlichus Yad. If you're Shomer, and if you take the item, or if you send someone else on your behalf to take the item, that is considered Shlichus Yad, and then you will become responsible. So again, what do we see here? Shliach, the Davar Aveiro. So you have two Ketuvim that say the same thing. Me'ilam and Shlichus Yad both teach you can create agency to do a Davar Aveiro. Since you do an agency for Davar Aveiro, you have two plus Ketuvim that say the same thing. And ain't Ketuvim by him, right? When you have Ketuvim, they're not Mulamdim. So my sister, Nichol Beit Hillel. That works according to Beit Hillel. About Beit Shammai, to move me like a high crab, Machshava Kamasim. According to Beit Shammai, who says that the Alkol Davar Pesha teaches you that even if you just think about taking it, you're already responsible. How do we have Shlichus, right? Another case of Shlichus with Davar Aveiro. So my sister, Nichol Mina. We should be able to learn out of Me'ila. So my sister, Mishum Davi Me'ila, but Tzvichol Mechir, Shnei Ketuvim Ka'echad. Because Me'ila and someone who steals an animal and then shechs it or sells it are Shnei Ketuvim Ba'echad. Chol Shnei Ketuvim Kumbayim Ba'echad, Eim Melamdin. Right, so that when you have two that come together, right, they are not melamed. Right, there's a important deal. Maybe we'll discuss about it a little bit tomorrow. But ein shleach the dvar aveira. There's two possibilities of viewing what it means ein shleach the dvar aveira. One possibility is that ein shleach the dvar aveira is that there is shlichus. And whatever agency you ask him to carry out, he does carry out, but the responsibility, the achrayut, for the aveira, will rest with the shliach. And that he can't act on your behalf, he just keeps me responsible for whatever that he does in terms of the punishment or the aveira. The other possibility is to say that you cannot. The other possibility is that there is no shlichus. Shlich the aveira means that there's no shlichus. You can't create shlichus when it's with aveira. The Rav Chaim on the Rabbom in the Hilchos Me'ilah says that you cannot generate an be a shlichus when it comes to the barrier. There's no institution of shlichus. Shlichus is bugged out. They have a proof in that Gemara in Bava Batzia. The Gemara in Bava Batzia, it talks about a case where Yisrael goes ahead and acts on behalf of a kohen to marry a grusha. Right? So if he goes, the kohen sends Yisrael to marry a grusha on his behalf. So over there, can the kohen create such a shlichus? Does the shlichus work or does it not work? Meaning that is he married to the grusha? And maybe the Gemara there in Bava Batzia discusses whether it'll be chayav or not, or who's chayav or who's responsible. But can you create? Meaning that maybe he's not responsible for the aveira because the Yisrael did it. But on the other hand, maybe he is married because there is shlichus. Tosfos says that it's no shlichus, that there is no shlichus and he's not married. But there's a possibility, and Tosfos over here seems to sound that way a little bit, and maybe even Rashi, that the responsibility of the punishment will lie with the shliach. But the shlichus still works, meaning that he's still able to create agency, and the agency will be effective in the sense that he carries out his instructions, and he'll be responsible, meaning that whatever he does on his behalf will be real, just that the obligation or the aveira will rest with the shliach. I mean, we'll discuss it more tomorrow.